Blog Talk Radio.
Down to business about it, see what happened on these last few guys.
I just got to make sure I let everybody know there is a couple more races that just got locked in. I just didn't get to put everybody out there. And it's been good. Let me just make sure I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you guys know the car or not, but Big Gangster. He'll be going against, Silverback. They locked in today. A lot of guys don't know that, but Big Gangster is from down in Lumberton. It's a four-eyed turbo Mustang. We'll be running the small block nitrous Mustang, the one that Jason will be driving. They locked in today about earlier, like 12 o'clock. They got on the phone with me, and everything went through, 1, 2, 3. Also, Joe Ramsey also locked in another race. He had another race that was locked in. We got guys from down south there that locked in a few races that I just now getting to know. I really didn't know everybody, but Kane Carolina, if anybody knows Kane Carolina, he's got something going on against a guy from Outer Banks. So they're coming from Outer Banks. They're coming from South Carolina, Orangeburg, everywhere, and they're all locking in. So those races are getting locked in quick. And so I'm just going to open up some of these mics because I know I see a lot of these mics up here, and I got to make sure they get in. And then Fat Albert, from there, you know, if you want to take over, well, you can take over anytime you want. But, you know,
all right.
I'm going to be leaving in about like an hour. So, okay. But, yeah, I got to – they're taking me to dinner, so I got to make sure I go. So I got to – I'm going to open up this first mic here. 704-6149, your mic is open.
How you doing, Joe?
Hanging in there. What's going on, Jay?
Yeah, happy birthday. And you know what? You and your little buddy, y'all share the same birthday.
Who's
Rob.
That?
Rob.
Rob
Eightball.
Yeah, Rob birthday, Eightball birthday, a lot of people.
No, Eightball,
DJ,
that's what I'm talking about.
I think
when
DJ's birthday, CJ's kid birthday, yeah, everybody. It's all seem like on the 14th here. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I wanted to start this show off. You know, I ain't one who make a whole lot of trouble, but last week I was being clowned because of my deposit situation.
Uh-huh.
So, as we know, on the 11th, Mark Jackson was supposed to lock in Zeus. And from what I know, Mark wasn't a holdup.
I wasn't on that phone.
Huh?
All right. Well,
I wasn't on
that
phone
up,
conversations. I can't say nothing.
All right. Well, Joe, since he brought that up, I'm going to clarify that up. Mm-hmm. They could not come agreement with the time.
With the time?
Neither one.
A time
Mark said he got a commitment. Yes. They could not come up with a time. Mark, Zeus gave out a time. Mark said, I can't do it because I gave priority to somebody else. So they could not come up with a time. Mark has to find out what time this other guy that he's racing wants to race so he can come back and tell Zeus. He never called back and gave us a time. So you need to check with your man before you try to come on and say that.
Whoa.
I didn't hear that was the problem.
Well, I was on the phone with just them two.
Was that the only problem?
I'm trying to tell you. They was on there. First, it was other issues. They solved that. He said, fuck it, come the way you want. But he said, at 3 o'clock, Mark said, I can't commit to it because I gave somebody else. I got to find out what time he wants on. He hasn't given me a time yet. Mark said, well, I'll call Fred Albert Sunday morning, and I'll give him a time. He never did give me a time, so I didn't ever think it was going to happen.
Well, we need to get Mark on here then.
Well, I just told you what happened. I just told you, but you can get anybody you want. I just told you.
I said we need to get Mark on here then.
Yeah, I just said you can get whoever you want on, but I just told you what happened.
Well, Mark,
they didn't agree to it, but then it came down to the time. Neither one of them can. He wanted 3. Mark said, I got somebody else, and he got to wait on the time from that guy first.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We need to get that in there. And the second
when he hit the one button, we'll get him in. So I'm gonna try to open up as many mics as I could before this hour. So, but we can get back on that conversation. So that you stay right there on that phone, then James. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up these mics. Because see, a lot of mics must want to get on in case they got to say something.
Hello, 805. Hello, everybody.
0695. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. Good evening, Fat Albert. Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Hope you guys are having a good evening. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Joe, and I wanted to say happy birthday to my stepson, Mr. April. Hopefully he's having a good birthday. And that's basically it.
Color man, a stepson. God, dog.
I need to bother him a little bit, you know?
Okay.
No, happy birthday to you guys. You know, hopefully many more from you guys.
Hopefully.
You know?
Yeah. That's right. All right. Hold on, because I see a number. I don't know. It's right behind you. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
I want to say happy birthday to the Three Stooges. That's what I want to say, first of all. Happy birthday to the Three Stooges. You heard me.
That's a good one.
Ghetto Cowboy. I got breaking news for you, Ghetto Cowboy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
The race is locked.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked.
Between who?
I had it between who, Antoine? ODB and C Murder.
Oh, now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is locked. We had to drop the pot. I had to drop the pot way down to get on the bike.
It's okay.
Did you know
what I was trying to do, or you didn't know what I was trying to do?
Oh, I already knew what you was trying to do, but I was going to get at your ass when you try to do it anyway.
I was just trying to make this race happen.
You're trying to make a race happen.
Yeah, I wanted to see if he really wanted to race you. I don't even know what C Martin is or whatever the hell car he has. I don't know. I just wanted to see if
Trevor
was ready to go.
I said Cowboys can't know who this is, so he must just trying to get it off. I just wanted to see the race.
Yeah. I don't know who he is. I have no idea. I just wanted to see him.
Right.
You know, if it was a money thing, to see what happened, and he didn't want to go. So, I mean, shit. If someone offers me free money to race, then I'll do it. Right. I mean,
good.
I don't know. It's common sense to me. But
it's locked down. So,
wow.
I appreciate your hard efforts, young man. I appreciate you.
Hey, I try. But I'm glad to
hold up the mic, Joe.
All right. Oh, yeah, they just hit me just a while ago. Hold on, you guys, over with this next mic. 757-3913, your mic is open. I'll say it one more time, then I'm going to... Mute your mic. 757-3913. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
it's
Drew.
I'm going on mute. I know them boys got a lot of stuff to put out from the back line, so I let them boys do their thing.
Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. All right. Let me open up the next mic. 804-6005. Your mic is open.
Good evening.
Come on,
happy birthday, Joe.
Come on, Santa Claus. How you doing today?
Thank you.
Santa Claus, we're going to need you later on. So get sit back. I know you're probably sitting with your feet by the fireplace and all that stuff, you know, in the North Pole, but we're going to need you later on. Trust me, we damn sure going to need you later.
No problem. I'll be on standby waiting for
my lawyer,
Mr. Marcus Cochran Wongus.
Okay. I'll open up this next mic here. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
Just want to say happy birthday, Joe. Just listening in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Let's open the next mic up here. 410-0358. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Happy birthday to you, man. James, Mob.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you.
Mob
Town.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
Oh, gosh. Let me see. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. Good evening. How you doing, Joe? I just want to wish you a happy birthday and many more wishes to come, bro. All right.
Thank you. All right, let me make sure I open up the next mic here. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. How's everything?
What's going on, buddy?
All right, fellas.
Hey, Joe,
good. Just say happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Bobby, while you was on, fellas, all the ones that made that, that donated to the banana pudding, I hope you remember the ones that said that they was going to donate. You know, I hope y'all stay by your word. That even no matter happen, we gonna make sure they get it. But you know, some of y'all that did, I'm gonna donate this, I'm gonna donate that. So you know, next week we need to get that to Joe, or we'll even wait till you get to the track. That's fine, we can do it that way. But how about keep your word? The ones that said that they was gonna donate, okay? All right.
What, my money?
Bobby,
my money,
I know you good. Yeah, Bobby, I won't even worry about you. I know that, Bobby.
Oh.
But, you know, we had a lot of people that said
Bobby in the contest. He going.
Yeah, Bobby. I know Bobby going to put his in. Yeah, Bobby said all he going to do is hand it to us, Joe, and then we got to hand it back to him.
Hand it back to him, right?
Y'all just going to hand it right back to me. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, open up another one, Joe. I just want to get that out before I forgot it.
Make sure I get this one in. 443-9148. Your mic is open.
Good evening, guys. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. How's everything?
All right. Fat Albert, how you doing?
All right. How's it going, Mr. Miles? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm not doing too well. I got something on my mind. I need to get it off my chest if you fellas don't mind.
Go ahead,
all right,
get it off.
Let us get off.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I just said,
let him get off, because Mark ain't on here yet. We're going to get him on here, too. Let's grab it right quick.
And here we go.
Here we go, Ronald. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, last week, I was listening to the show, and I heard Mark Jackson call my name. So does he want some attention from me? I heard him being very disrespectful because him and Antoine have a heated conversation, so... Does he want some attention from me? Is that what he wants?
Dad, don't worry about that. Kids will be kids. Hoes will be hoes. Bitches be bitches. Let him be where he is. I know where he is, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. Fuck him.
Because I think being that I didn't have nothing to do with the conversation and the way he brought my name up, I think he owes me an apology.
And I hate to tell you that, shit, his apology is just as good as his words. Ain't worth shit.
Well, you know what? If that's the way he wants to be, then he can be SOS. And that stands for slap on sight.
Don't worry about
it.
I
hate to be that way. But, you know, like I said, I wouldn't bother nobody. I had nothing to do with that conversation. He should have brought me into it.
Right. That's what happens when you get the best of somebody and they don't know how to take it. See, what happens is I told the motherfucker, leave me the fuck alone or I expose his ass. I sent him in a text message. Well, you know, when you can't leave well enough alone, you get what the fuck you get. You deal a dirty hand, you can get one back. That's what he got. That's all it was, Pop.
Well, yes, sir.
Well, I just want to get that off my chest, fellas. I just want to take that few seconds, get that off the chest, and let you know that I was listening and I heard what he said, and I don't appreciate him bringing my name up in a conversation like the way he brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Understandable.
Respect.
Yes, sir.
That's respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
As they say. Jump in the Cadillac, girls, put some miles on.
I can't.
You guys.
Boy. Somebody jumped in the Cadillac. Oh, my God. They got in the Cadillac. Holy. Boy, y'all in this. Boy, y'all got more shit with y'all to do.
Oh, man. Y'all wild. Oh, gosh. Hold on, y'all. Let me open up this
started.
Mic.
Oh, shit.
410-2045. Your mic is open. Boy,
good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Pop Wallace, Long Island, I just want to wish you happy birthday. Anybody else that's on the ready on the show tonight, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
You.
And if you got one coming up this way, happy coming up this week, happy birthday too. I'm going to get out of the way, man. Y'all carry on with the show.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Let me open up this next mic here. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. This is Zeus?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
Okay. Wow. We might as well get right into it right now.
You know?
Hey, James. Okay, James. Now, James, you can go ahead and say what you just said again, and let's see what
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he heard what I said.
He said he just got on.
Nothing you said. I just got on, literally.
I said that Mark wasn't the holdup on the 11th when I was supposed to put that deposit up. What happened? Fab said, y'all came up and y'all just you couldn't decide on the time. So that's what Fat Albert said. I said, well, you need to get Mark on here.
Hey, what did I text you that night when I got off the phone with you?
You say if he ever come up with a time, go ahead and lock him in. If it didn't go along any of your other races. So it was something like that. But Mark was supposed to get back with us that next morning because he said somebody else had to give him a time for his first race. So he could not commit to the – and we didn't ever hear a time. So I just thought maybe the race was just off.
So, James, so you want to lock in for him? You want to lock in for him, James?
For him?
For him, with him, at him, along with him, and anything else that got to do with him.
Oh.
Like I said, you need to get Mark on here.
All right, that's what you need to watch what you say and get your facts
straight. That's exactly
straight
what I said in the beginning. Get Mark on here.
Yeah, get your facts straight because we got the DP man on here.
No. I didn't have my facts wrong.
Oh. But you said I was the holdup. I wasn't no holdup.
I didn't say you were the holdup. I said he said he wasn't the holdup is what I said.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Okay. But what, now, I'm asking a question. Who the hold up between me and you? Who's the hold up between that?
That's me.
Uh-oh.
It's me to hold up.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, at least James was honest this time. We ain't had to wait. You know, at least he just came out and said it this time. So, hey.
Take that in.
They couldn't get the time together. I wish it could happen, but they just can't get a time.
Basically, he never called back, so they never.
You can get him on here. I can't wait. I don't want to talk about the man he's not on here. I want to talk to him in his face. What I want to say is, if you got a race that you said was already locked in, you don't got no time on that race. And then you ain't even tell me who it was. I can tell you who I got locked in. How you got some mysterious car locked in, but you don't got no time on it?
Good report.
Everybody got quiet.
I call it Bluffing McMuffin is what I call it.
Ooh. Can anybody get that song?
Somebody gonna play that song. Jump in the Cadillac.
Shoot up.
Oh, shit.
Last week we were
playing Taps. Now this week we playing Jump in the Cadillac.
Nah, damn.
Came in here, boy.
It's a whole lot of that going on. Oh,
man.
Hey, man. Whoever playing this music? Joe, you playing this music, Joe? That's you. Lord have mercy.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Joe on his best
bullshit tonight.
Oh, Lord, boy. God, nobody.
Yeah, boy, I don't know, boy. I don't know.
God,
hey, Joe says it's his birthday, goddamn it. He's going to get it in.
Hey, turn him loose. I'm going to turn him loose. Hey, Papa, I'm going to turn him loose. Let him go. Good God, oh, my God.
Oh, man, I couldn't believe that. Boy. But we'll wait for Mark to come in. Antoine's father came on here and shoot.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
In the air.
Boy, y'all is. Oh, my gracious, man.
And,
oh,
oh boy.
Mercy,
I don't know, boy.
Lord, oh, my.
Mm. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. Antoine, I think Joe is a better DJ than you, Antoine. But Joe done did
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I like that. I like what he's doing.
Great.
All he got to play, and listen, all he got to do is play behind that is Junior Mafia get money, and I'll be good. That's all he got to play behind that, and I'm good. Or 50 Cent, I get money. And then, and look, can play CeeLo, CeeLo behind it, I'll be around, because I am going to be around.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
All
right,
don't
oh, my God. Man, oh, man. Well, ain't nobody can't get him. We can't get no Young Thing on.
Man. He normally the first thing on here. Normally. What's different about tonight?
Ah, God, oh, my.
His ass. Man, do y'all want me to tell you? Never mind, I'm going to shut up. Never mind.
Nah, go ahead and say what you got to say, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on, stop.
No, I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna see how you approach the situation with my pops before I say what the fuck I'm gonna say, because I'm gonna tell you what it is.
Mm, oh boy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, y'all right, crazy.
Y'all, I agree with Joe on this one. Y'all crazy as hell.
Yeah. No, it's looking good, y'all, I really say right now. Matter of fact, I had KJ call me up today, and he's going to tell me the cars, so I might have to do a special show. He wants to let the guys know what cars he's bringing. He want to look and see if he can lock in something. You know, he's got a few cars he brings from South Carolina. He definitely looks for some action. So hopefully we can get some action out of them, too. You know, they actually definitely want to get some getting going on. So I'm quite sure we're going to get quite a bit of runs going off. And I'm just looking at a few of the races that are going down. I can't wait. I know Dexter, he'll be on here in a few minutes because He said this now. Don't shoot the messenger, Tricky Ricky. He said, I think you, Tricky Ricky, trying to run. He trying to get out of it. So
ooh.
I just figured, that's what that came out of Dexter's mouth. So here it go. He cooking me in.
Oh no.
He said I'll be on in a few minutes. I'm at my son's school. What happened? Oh, man.
Who said that? Who said that, Rick?
Young Thing.
Oh, Young Thing. Okay.
Yeah, he said he just has to be getting on a few minutes. He'll straighten it out, I guess, you know. So, if you want to be. So, hopefully, we might be able to lock in that race tonight, him and Zeus. Even though they were supposed to lock in last Saturday, but, you know.
Yeah, I got $20.
Yeah.
I got a smooth
$20
that race don't get locked.
Ah, damn, Antoine, why you want to do that to me? Antoine saying it ain't going to get locked.
I got to start something. So, Zeus, tell me something.
Okay. I tell you what, Joe. This is what we do, Joe. This is what we do, me and you do.
Huh?
I got $20 that don't get locked, and I got another $20 that if it goes locked, he pay Punk out. I'm going to take both of them.
Who going to pay Punk
out? Huh?
Uh-oh. That gay green color car.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ooh, what color is it? Come on, Joe. Gay green.
What color is the car?
Gay Green.
Gay Green.
Gay Green? Oh, y'all call it Gay Green.
Gay,
oh, shit.
If you know, you know.
Wow.
That damn the jackass.
I can't bet on that. I got better odds or something else on it. But I think I might have lost, but I ain't going to say. Might have jinxed myself on that one. Might have lost that on this one. But we'll see. I ain't going to say nothing.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Hey,
you got the bet that he got to go down the track in his car. That's my bet. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
Hey, Antoine, he not going to let Joe down. He ain't going to let Joe down.
What? I don't know. He let me down before, so I ain't going to say
it. That one the only time.
Oh, man. You see me walking my head down. You'll understand what happened.
Antoine is terrible, boy, I swear.
Oh, God. That's
Somebody play the ice cream song. God damn it. Play the ice cream song, God damn it.
I can't play the ice cream song. 700
the bar, 1300 the craft tables. What are we doing the door?
Hey, hold up. Where am I? Listen, I hate to say this.
Yo, man, go tell that to
you gonna last. Where is Cliffy at? Will you need him?
Oh.
Cliffy will get all this shit together.
You know, I didn't
Cliffy
get to send a text out because I didn't think I was going to make it. I thought I was going to see if I could have got James Robin or whatever. Somebody opened up the show for me. But you call Cliffy up right now. He'll get on here. Make that phone call. Let's see what Mr. Cliff going. He'll tell you. He can analyze everything for you.
Yeah. He's a perfect, he's a perfect analysis. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hey, hold up. Hey, Zeus, are you going to run Antoine over soon?
Mm-mm.
I got to ask that question. They act like they got a fire. I want to know if you want to cool it off or throw that water hose on him.
Oh, listen.
Well, yeah. Y'all getting crying? Oh, wait now. Why you, Antoine, you choking up over there?
I ain't choking. I said I'm listening. Waiting to hear something.
Oh.
That's
okay.
What I
say. Oh, hey, Zeus. Wait. He's been spotting you let all the other times now. So what is this? It's gonna be a heads up when y'all run? Or what is it? Tell me which one it gonna be.
If it's for my money, yeah, I'll go out there head up. But when he told me what he said on that line, that if we come out there for that money, we got the 1-1.
Wait. So that's gonna be the hold up.
What was the holdup? It was already called out, announced last week that we'll take that 1-1 for that number. It was said last week on the show. You can go back and play the date. Fat Albert, am I lying?
Oh.
But Zeus gonna give you the 1-1. Gonna do that again.
Remember, Martin came on here and told us that fuck it, we'll do it.
Hold on, y'all. I got something. Y'all gotta answer this question now. Hold up, I'm gonna put it on.
Okay.
973-2558. Your mic is open.
What up?
What's up? We trying to clear something up. James, where James at? James was on here. Damn, he came off.
James?
He said that the race between you and Zeus, you wasn't the holdup. And I heard it and said, y'all could not agree on a time. Would you say that I'm correct on that?
No.
Y'all couldn't agree on a time. You said you had another race that that you said you had somebody else. Will you let me
No, Fat Albert. There you go again.
What do you mean, there I go? Oh, you said you got somebody else that you locked in with, and
Fat
you
Albert,
had to wait on him
if
to you
gonna
a tell, time. If you're going to tell it, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm
not even going to care to go back into all of that back and forth. I called Fat Albert on Saturday. He called Zeus. We got on the phone. Zeus said yes. I said, if I'd have Isaiah, you the $1,000. He said yes. He said he's going to send his to Fred Wheatley. He agreed. We agreed. When it got time to say, okay, Fadabra said, okay, y'all lock. Zeus said, no. Are you coming with one carburetor, and are you coming with this car with a stripe? I said, no, I don't have a stripe. I got a black cow. So then he said, no race. Send me a picture. I sent him the picture of the car. He texted me. He's not racing. He then called back at 11 o'clock at night and said, fuck it. He talked to Fred. We would go. But since that time, I found someone else to race. And they didn't give me a time. He said, call tomorrow and let him know. I called Fat Albert on Sunday. He did not answer. The reason why he said this is because I want to race you first. We have an agreement that he wanted to race at 3 o'clock. I said, I can't commit to 3 o'clock because I don't know the time that this man said because I gave him preference to pick the time. He has not said that yet. So I said, I can't commit to Zeus' time. So it was dead then. The second part was.
That's what I said. That it was dead because
that's
of the time.
What you said.
That's what I said.
From what I'm not putting nothing in what you said because I wasn't on here.
Oh,
but you said was that
right.
What you said? That's not what you. That's not what happened. The problem of it is the only reason why it would have never got to a second phone call if he didn't start trying to stipulate my motor after he sent me the pictures that was put out in that group chat. So the issue of it is he said he had a street truck and I had a race car. So he said he will go. But at that point, it was not me that was the issue. He's not a holdup now, but I have someone else that ain't been obligated to put online yet, so it's not that. And for whoever else has said that, okay, yeah, I did call Antoine father a bitch. My apologies, you had nothing to do with it. But I do feel that your son is a bitch, and I'm not even going to get into all that slap-on-site shit that somebody texted me because I'm not going to be the one to fuck the track up. But let me tell you this. I respect it. I said I shouldn't have said it, but I ain't never ducked no wreck at no track.
Good.
And I ain't never dug no wreck in the street. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to address Antoine. He did what he did. Fuck him. He don't got to mention me. I won't mention him. Case closed.
Nah. Mark, everything you said is accurate.
And I'm going to say it like this.
Hold on.
I
get to say my side now. Two sides of the story. You're lying. You're lying.
Nothing.
Let me say my side now. Hold on. Let me talk. You already
know. No,
talked.
I'm not. You can talk or you
can't.
I'm not even going to.
I didn't say nothing. I let you talk, right? And then you thought
I'm not
answering
you.
So you was finished. Let me finish. Let me talk.
I'm not addressing you.
No.
So
I want to talk about me and you a lot because you lied. You lied is what you did. Hold on for a minute. Slow down, playboy. Let me talk a little bit.
Now,
you know what you're trying to do now? You're trying to overtalk me so I can't tell the truth, right?
To address you. Let me ask you a question. Before you say what you're going to say.
Can I say my? You said your side of the story. Can I tell mine?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Don't ask me no questions. Can I say, you said you talk. Everybody listen. Can I say my side or not? If you can't say my side, lock it in. You got the fucking break. Now. Lock it in. You got the break.
Did
you want to talk?
I'm asking you a question.
Now.
Before you lock,
Mark,
were you not going to say that I was on the phone?
You keep over talking me.
He said you got the break.
You got the break, motherfucker.
Mark,
okay.
He said
you got the break.
Okay.
Lock it in.
How much?
Out. At 3 o'clock.
Man, missing you with the shit, man.
Knocking it right now, send $1,000 to Fred. And I'll send $1,000 to Fred like I usually do. Lock it in 105, you got the break. Just get myself together. Order myself. You still there?
No, I hear you. I hear you. Mark.
I just told him to miss me with the bullshit.
That's what I thought. Now, I'm back on mute.
Okay.
Did you hear what he said? No, he said you got the break.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Okay. Sinful. That's not going to happen. Let's move.
Is it shit show in a popularity contest when you get on here? Because I didn't say anything that he did not say. And that's why my point is like, you want to play the game. Now, you'll find out who has my race locked in. But the man said not to put it on it because he said he don't fuck with anybody on this show. It don't even matter. So the $20 and who want to bet this or that,
Y'all can bet till the cows come home. So,
man,
ain't no need for none of that. Mark this, Mark Jackson, and this to that. Zeus, I ain't even addressing it. If you want to race, you'll get your opportunity. But I'm not going to keep playing with you with this set the time. Oh, I got to do it your way. We had it on there before I even went to this man to do this race.
Mark,
you was
called me out. You called me out. I didn't call you out. You called me out, so I told you run your head up at 3 o'clock. That's it. It's not simple. Either you run it or you ain't. It's that simple. You dodge in the bullet. What you dodging it for? It's either 1 or 3 o'clock or not. You called me the fuck out, yo.
No, I did not.
Get the fuck in or not. You can't beat me anyway.
Let me. All right. Okay. Move on.
All right, then. Well, then listen. I'm done. We ain't got to talk about
you.
What the other stuff you talking about?
See you there.
Game with all the other stuff.
See you there.
You ain't
I'll
gonna
see you
see
there.
Shit. You ain't gonna see that. It's gonna be 1 on 5. Matter of fact, it's gonna be 5. The one don't count no more. It's gonna be $5,000. If you see me there with my car, it's $5,000. You get in your car, and I'm gonna give you the break.
You asked me before because what you're not gonna say is I also told you.
Mark,
if
I see you, listen. If I see you at North First South, right, and you in your green car, you got the break.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm all right.
No, say Zeus. Good luck, brother. Anybody else got anything else?
So if he comes to the chat,
all these different
things that you're going to honor him, even if he's there, you're going to still give him
the
break.
But a lot of them didn't make it. So with that being said, I'm grateful.
Hey, Joe, happy birthday.
Right?
Don't ask no questions.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
That's what you're saying, that even if he comes to the chat, he's still got the break.
Sorry, fellas.
Happy birthday. Don't ask me no questions. Show me the money.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, don't mind it. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
You can write that down. I said, if he comes to that track, he got the break with my race car.
No.
Okay.
See, that's what you play the games with. Because, see, you said buckwheat, and now you saying another car. You're going to get buckwheat. You will not get me with another car until you own what you said with that fucking truck. You see, that's why I said miss me with the bullshit. Leave it alone. I already tried to. I didn't even have the second opportunity before that.
Listen, hold on.
Listen, did you know 10 minutes
away from the race?
You said
the race. Okay, Mark, listen. Stop
you
the bullshit, man.
No.
You're making yourself.
No, you're the bullshit.
Lock the race. What race do you want?
I don't see you at Norbert. I want you to move
you
on.
What
I want
race,
you to move on.
What race do you want?
That's what
tell the fans.
The race where you move
tell
on.
Tell everybody on here.
The race you move on.
Tell everybody on
the
here.
Race you move
Mark,
on.
Mark Bluffin.
The race you
I
move
know.
On.
Mark Bluffin.
Yeah,
Mark Bluffin. Well, get your
I got to ask a question. Zeus, would you have gave him the break still with the truck, too?
Listen,
no.
I said my race car. Joe, you asking too many questions.
Okay,
don't
I just wanted to make sure. No, because I didn't catch on to what Mark had caught on to. Because I thought you were talking about that the first time. That's why I think a lot of other people thought the same thing. I said, damn, you're going to
I said
break.
Happy birthday. I said happy birthday.
No, I didn't catch on. I was like, okay. All right. Well, at least we know. Damn. All right. So, well, that's not going to happen in the I guess, and if James on site, if James at the track, he good as jumped on too, right, Zeus? That's what he
say
told
that again,
you. He told him, huh?
Say that again.
I said, if James at the track, he good as jumped on too, huh?
James ain't doing shit. He might be there. You know what? But he going to have his binoculars on in the motherfucking stands.
Wow. All right, well.
Yeah.
These guys are bluffers, man. Let me put it out there for real. Like, it's time to put them out there for real. Y'all bluffing. They ain't locking in nothing. Let's keep it 100. They ain't locking in nothing. Some people got the balls.
Yo, I guess you can go ahead and pay Antoine his money.
Oh, I ain't bet on that. I didn't bet.
Try to tell you.
I didn't bet. I got the other bet going on, so we see. You'll see. Okay.
Anything else
I
missed?
Did I miss anything else
that you need addressed?
Nah, you addressed it. You got it right.
You addressed everything. I never said you said anything wrong. You apologize to Mr. Miles. I don't know if he heard it, Mr. Miles. He did. I don't know if Mr. Miles is still on here. But, you know, we apologize. So, everything good.
He got it on.
Get on out of here, Mark.
Hey, Joe, I just want to say something. Happy birthday to Zayvon. Pricey rules. Everybody else rules.
Everybody else, what?
Drew, don't do it. Don't do it, Drew.
Mark, come on. You want McDonald's? Call your brother and see if he wants something to eat.
Yeah, so, oh, man, what the heck? It ain't that long, so, Avon, you all ready to go, though?
I'm on mute, Joe.
You all ready to go? I see y'all got your mystery
car out there.
That banana pudding ready
to go. That banana pudding ready.
Oh, you got the banana pudding ready? Okay.
That'll be nice and fresh. Nice and fresh.
You know, hey, you know the size, what do you call it, containers your wife be doing, because I got to tell everybody they had the same container size, you know, so everybody, I don't want nobody in an aluminum dish or whatever, I want everybody to have the same thing, the Tupperware,
9x13.
So everybody can fucking hide it and make sure nobody can say this one is that or whatever.
9x13 is what you said.
How the hell you know what she made?
Because we was on the show the last time, remember?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's a 13 by 9, Joe.
OG was right. Let me have two
cheeseburger kids. Yeah, make sure everybody got the same thing so they ain't got to say I'm cheating somebody or, you know what I mean, one person got something different than the other. I know OG Bobby, you ain't been in that kitchen. You've been driving a lot, so you... Hope you've been practicing, because everybody else
said,
ready.
Bobby said,
Joe,
just come
is
natural.
Ready.
Just
trust me. I'm ready.
Ah.
You said, don't show me cooking, so I'm not going to do that.
Boy, I can't wait to this contest. I ain't going to lie to you. I can't wait.
Just
I don't want to be the judge. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Joe, I wish he was one of the judges.
Hey, Joe. Just in case if I don't want to.
Is Mark Jackson still on here?
Yeah, he's on here.
Can he hit Mark? Marquita.
I heard him. Mark Jackson. Young Stein.
Marquita.
He ordered a Happy Meal.
I did hear him order. I guess he ordered his kids some.
Yeah, he was ordering his kids some food.
Hey, James Cornett.
Yeah, I'm
James
here.
James McCormick.
There you go, Zoo.
Hey, James, are you coming with your car?
Yes.
Can we get something locked in at the track?
Yes.
Can we get something right off the trailer?
No.
Okay. How many passes do you need for you feel comfortable?
Maybe two.
Maybe two, and then you'll lock me in? Well, you got to lock Derek in first.
Who?
Tricky Rick.
Trick Ricky said he ain't giving me that spot, so I ain't locking him in.
Oh, okay. So you gotta have something for that. You gotta. You want to keep that. What you need? What you need from me?
From you. What do I need from you?
Mm-hmm.
With what car?
With the truck.
I take the back tire.
You know what you'll do? You'll take yourself sitting in them stands. You're going to watch me beat a couple people. You're going to sit yourself up right there. That's what you need to do.
My bad. I'm back, Zoot. What's up?
I'm done with
Mark,
you, James.
Mark,
hey, listen, Marquita, listen. Who you got locked up?
Did I ever call you out your name?
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. You slipped out. My bad. Mark.
What'd he call him?
All these jokes and all that. It's a hee ha.
I said I'm sorry.
It's real limited.
I said
though.
Who you got locked
it's
up, man? Keep come on, man. I'm sorry. Who you got locked in? Is it a secret?
Somebody from up here.
Is it a secret?
No. No.
Well, who is it? Who is it?
Why? What does it do for you?
Because I want to call him so I can see if he can pick a time, so I can pick my time.
You'll see. As I told you, as I told Fat Albert, I was supposed to close out this week. And this is what I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna try that what you're talking about, all that race car shit you're talking about. But I ain't 100% to make it there yet. But when I tell you like this, you ain't gonna do half of the shit you're saying when I see it. Because just like you said in your text
Mark,
message, you wasn't
energy.
Going to go.
Listen,
you got a street truck. I bet
I'm
you
keep
don't.
The same energy.
Okay.
You know why I did that?
Let me get to
the.
Let me. Try me with what?
So,
you called the
trying,
car out. Do you know how me and you got to this? You said you come with that green car. I don't give a fuck what you got. That's what you said.
Mark,
that's how me and you got the race. But it's okay.
But we ain't racing nothing. We ain't getting nowhere.
Don't.
We ain't
I'm going to beat you all. I'm going to beat you all year round with one car.
Okay. When you going to start?
Door.
When you going to start?
As soon as this fucking snow get out of my way.
A snow?
Yeah, it's snowing up here.
As soon as this snow get out of my way.
Yeah, it's snowing
man,
up here, man.
You
I already got all
that
stuff.
Hey, Mark.
Baby, go eat.
Yeah.
I just talked to Mr. Miles. He said he in the store, but he heard you. He said, y'all good. He just texted. He said, y'all good.
Good man.
I just wanted to throw that at. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that at. He said he in the store, but he heard you. He said he was trying to get on, but he said, man, tell Mark we good.
Good man. Still fuck all them bad mouth right. Bitches. Respectfully. Tell them that.
You just could.
Oh, y'all crazy.
God damn. He fired off another shot. God damn.
But no, hey, you know the difference, though? I curse, Pops cursed me out. Mr. Wong is Marcus' father. He cursed me out all the time. It ain't never nothing like that. He called me pink lip bitch, all that. I don't. That shit don't bother me.
I ain't never called you a bitch. Never in life. I might call you pink lip, but I ain't call you no bitch.
But maybe because I called y'all a bitch and whatever. But no disrespect. It's all
you didn't call me. You didn't call me a bitch.
You
called a bad motherfucker.
It ain't no feelings. You raised some bitches.
Hey Mark, listen to me. You called a bad mouth crew's bitches. You didn't call me no bitch.
That's what I'm talking about.
No off
your
son.
We're going
to keep it like that, all right?
I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just calling all the bad mouth. You raised them all. You and Fat Albert. The Cosby kid.
What you mean, Fat Albert? Who I raised?
Hey, good report, Mark. Hey, Mark, good report, bro.
Hold on, Fat Albert. So you throwing shots, Mark, is you?
He's shot.
He said he did say respectfully. Like, I mean, I got to
man,
he
fuck
say
him respectfully and disrespectfully. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, mute his mic. He's not racing nobody.
Facts.
That's what I took his mind from the heart, man.
I
mute his mic.
Agree. I This is the time I agree. Mute his motherfucking mic.
Hey, Joe, I tell you what I do, Joe. Because I know you a bet man. I bet you $20 he don't race neither one of them races.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I bet you 100 he don't even bring that green car.
Oh, y'all bad, bro. I got bets already, so.
Matter of fact, I'm feeling stupid today. I bet you 200 he don't even show up at the race.
Oh, hell no. I'll bet you that, Zeus. He going to show up. I'll bet you that 200.
Hey, man. Hey, Joe, he already saying it's snowing, man. So he got an excuse already.
No, he said show up. He ain't said nothing about no car. He said show up.
Hey, Joe, he got to show up. Not his book bag, not his sneaker, not a hat. Him. He got to show up.
He can show up on Friday or Saturday, right? I'm gonna bet you on that. I'm a betting man on that.
Nah, that's all. You lost that coupon. You should have just said bet. You doing too much.
No, I would go bet you on that for real. You can shoot. I got a bet on that. Oh, hold on, y'all.
You know what the word? Hey, what's the word? He ain't say it.
What?
I don't know the word.
What, you talking about lock?
All the day.
There you go.
Hold on, you saying lock? That he don't show up?
I said lock. You
should
have said it, but you didn't. That coupon expired.
I say lock. Albert, I say lock. He'll show up.
Coupon is expired.
Oh, man. Hold on, y'all. I got to open up this other mic here. Yeah, I know who this one is. This the other banana pudding contest. Here he is. 336-9816. Your mic is open, Mr.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How y'all fellas doing out there tonight?
Good evening.
They're giving coupons and they expire in 25 seconds, so that's what's going on.
I heard that.
That bunch of woods.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
But you, hey, Joe, I want to let you know, but you would say he rated too for that.
I know.
Banana pudding, so.
I don't know, him and Bobby might be over there arguing back and forth on their banana puddings.
Oh,
one of them said they copied the other one.
I'm
going on mute.
Did my phone bring him on? Rick, did you get on?
Huh? No, I said one of them.
Okay,
one of them said the other one copied their recipe. I don't know if Butchie copied Bobby's or Bobby copied Butchie's. Which one? But one of them said
I copied. Wait. How did I copy anybody's recipe?
I'm here for that bullshit.
Huh?
All right, going to help you.
I think they're saying that somebody using the same ingredient that they were gonna do.
They don't know what I'm using, so that's not. I know that ain't true with me. They don't know what I'm using.
Or what you putting in it? That's what they're saying.
Hey Joe, I know one person they ain't copying.
they gonna put bananas and pudding in there.
Hey, hold on, didn't we have a bet on the spot, Avon? Didn't you tell one of them that they ain't even gonna make it? You said they want them if they beat you, if you get or whatever. Anytime, who'd you bet? You bet somebody some crazy bet.
He showed up here. Yeah. I know he got a crazy bet on something.
I got two bets. I got a lot of wins. I got a bet on what. I guess it's Mr. Butchie Wood or somebody. I gotta go back and look at my list. Come on.
You damn sure had that bet, a crazy bet. I'm not forget.
You got one with Pro Star Joe. I remember that. I definitely remember that.
Yeah, I know you got one with Pro Star.
Hey, Fred Albert, it was the person whoever said, I make mine. I don't have to get my wife to make me none.
Whoever the fuck, whoever said that.
Ooh.
That was me, you motherfucker. You, that was me. That's who said it. I said it.
Uh-oh.
I said
Uh-oh.
It, motherfucker.
There you go.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. I said what I said. And I meant what I said. Like I said,
Uh-oh.
I don't get my wife to make my shit. I make my own.
Uh-oh.
Brother. We can lock more money up if you want. Nah. I got something else going on right now. I got a lot of shit going on. Got too many odds in the
fire
right now.
Respect.
I wish I was around when they were making that so I could lick the bowl. I could tell you who's going to win.
Hey, Joe, I already know who's going to win. It's
That's
gonna
all
be
you
like,
have to
and
do.
Still, and still undefeated. Out of trouble to stay on that list. I get my face
hey,
Santa Claus just before I get bumped off of that.
Hey, Joe. You keep bringing all these motherfuckers on here that ain't racing no goddamn body, man.
Who you talking about? Who you referring to?
Dexter, you better hit on here right now because he wanted to. Dexter trying to tell me he said you sound like you're doing a two-step on him. I didn't want to say it. I'm on. Dexter, you on here? Hit the one button now since you was talking all that junk today.
I haven't spoken to Dexter.
Oh, you talked to him?
No,
so
I have
said
not.
You got calm because it's getting close to the date. That's what he was talking junk.
I got calm because I'm working a lot. But my mom
said okay.
Bad. He keeps talking shit and keep my finger his motherfucking banana pussy.
Oh, let me. I gotta get hold of his ass. He's supposed to be on here.
Now I switched services and shit. Now that motherfucker telling me I gotta pay once in a minute to get on the show. So I gotta call somebody else's fucking phone to get on here or listen online. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, I don't know. They gotta pay. Like I said, I don't ever get off. Maybe I'm going to knock on wood that I'm not getting it, but damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, oh, boy. Big Joe trying to get Dexter on.
I guess.
Hello? Oh, I can say everybody gone?
Yeah, no, he come out here, but I thought he was on, but he wasn't. He was the one saying, so I want to see what he got to say. We got a little side bet with him and Tricky Ricky. What time you going, Tricky? What time y'all supposed to do it?
What time
you supposed to do it with Dexter?
Yet.
Oh, y'all ain't said
he
no
has,
time?
He hasn't said a time yet.
Catch him early, please. I ain't got much bet, but I had to bet against the
one. It ain't gonna matter if it's early or it's late, Joe.
Okay. Well, I just wanted before they get a tune up. That's why.
He said have a tune up by now. The motherfucker keep going down to testing. Hey, Joe, look at your text message, Joe.
Huh?
Look at your text.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see. I didn't get one.
Joe Gray.
I didn't get one.
Joe Gray.
Yeah.
By the way, man, happy birthday to you there, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
What the heck? Wow. Yeah, that's rough. Yeah.
The bluff game for the show.
Oh, man. I ain't never seen that thing. Never seen like that. Wow.
The read the comments. All
right. Hold on a second, you guys. I got to open up this here, this next, like, 240-9729. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, I'm on here. I'm just
Mike.
Listening.
Okay.
Man, I get it for the
birthday,
Joe.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, is that
it's
Roy?
It's been peaceful out here in the day, boys.
That's,
Hey, fuck you, Antoine. It's five of that.
Yeah, this is
what up,
Juan?
What up, fat boy?
Hold up, Juan. What up, Juan?
Yo, what you been up to, man? I ain't heard from you in a couple of days.
Nothing. I ain't been doing just working. Now I got Jermaine texting me, what's the number to the show? I give him every week, every...
Now, hey, Jermaine, are you on here?
Jermaine got a problem.
Hey, Jermaine on here?
No, because he just texts me, what's the number to the show? And I give it to him every week. No.
That's a shame, man.
Listen, how the hell you got to give him the number every week, man? He can't even save by now.
Hold on, this is coming from a guy I asked today. It's my fault. Because today I asked him, what is 250 plus 250 minus 240 minus 240? And the man said 500.
I told you the man can't count to 500 with five blue Benjis. What I tell you?
Oh, my God. Y'all need to stop.
You guys are bad.
Yeah.
You know,
and I ain't talking about behind nobody's back because I said it to him.
Oh, my God. I'm in real tears, man.
It's all your fault, Antoine.
I take that.
It's all your fault, Antoine.
Well, y'all couldn't race last week because of rain, right?
Right.
Now this week is bad.
He did the rain dance. I'm gonna tell you what I was gonna do, Joe. Never mind, I ain't gonna tell you what I was gonna do. Never mind. I reneged. We got a lot back in for April sixth, whatever the damn date is
August 8th. And James Rowe, if you on here, please hit my inbox because I want that. We can go up on that bet that you said it hit my inbox with too.
James Rowe ain't on here. He don't get on.
Okay.
Oh. Well, where's Santa Claus at? We gotta see what we gotta ask Santa Claus a question. Get him to analyze everything for us.
Oh yeah, damn. Yeah, I forgot about that. Damn.
I know the snow coming down from the North Pole right now, so hopefully he shut it down for us. Have a nice and sunny.
Yes, did somebody call me?
Yeah, we want to know what is your perspective on all this that's going on? What do you think is going on?
My perspective is ODB and Zeus are ready to race. It sounds like Mark Jackson and C. Murda is capping.
Ooh.
Nothing new.
Oh. And don't forget James Cormick. He's not ready to race either.
There you go. Good report.
I got a correction. It's not James Cormick. It's James Cornick. Nick. I got to get that man name straight. Nick. Cornick. See, James, I'm looking out for you, James.
Yeah, I hear you.
Nah, I'm just picking. I don't blame him for doing what he did. I would have did the same thing in his position.
Okay.
The fans just was looking forward to that race, and a lot of people were disappointed. So that's all that was.
And then I guess if he's down there and makes his pass, and I guess he'll try to see what he can do. Maybe it'll be him and Zeus or whatever, maybe. Maybe those two will run.
Yeah.
It can't be me and him because we got to bet that 5,000. So it ain't
going to
be me.
Oh, so you said you ain't going to run him unless he run for that 5. Okay.
Meet him in the middle of the loose at 3.
Zeus, you heard that?
What happened?
He said, see if you can meet him in the middle and meet him at 3.
Yeah. Do him like ODB did C-Murder the other day. Call his bluff.
I don't meet no man in the middle. I only meet a woman in the middle. We racing for 5,000. I don't care how many passes you make.
Yeah, so.
Who that talking?
That was Santa Claus. That he...
No, I'm saying who you speaking for? Me in the middle. I just got on.
Nah, he was saying him
and James.
He just saying, well, him and James. Zeus said 5, and he was just saying, well, meet him in the middle and just do it 3.
Oh, James ain't running nobody.
Okay, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let James handle you.
All right. Oh, you ain't gonna have 10-4.
Tell me something. Say for example,
that's a monument.
James decided to come up with a deposit and walk up to y'all on Saturday. That means y'all gonna take it.
Oh, it's up here.
Yeah, if he ready to go.
Oh, okay. Because I know the man said he didn't get the chance to test his car, so I guess he's going to have to test it down there. So I was just wondering, if he walk up to you and he asks you, look, I'm ready, are you ready? Are y'all going to say, nah, you should have got it there. Is it expired or which one? Is the coupon expired?
What's the race?
I guess it was the truck in the Malibu.
Head up.
Heads up, yeah.
That coupon will never expire.
God, dog. He said the coupon will never expire. Damn.
That bitch for lifetime.
That for lifetime?
Damn.
Okay. Ooh. James on here. James, you heard that one, right?
Yeah, I heard him.
He said that coupon will never expire.
I heard him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to bring people on. What coupon is, Sion, what coupon are you talking about?
He got a head up pass.
Fuck with Jack James Cornick. Heads up.
Oh, head up pass. Oh, heads up.
That's the only thing he got. Only coupon you getting around here. The rest of them, they expire after you get offered.
It's like
a job offer, you know. If you decline it, you ain't no turning back.
Okay. Hold on one second, you guys. I got to open up another mic here. 948-7109. Your mic is open.
What up, Paul? What up, Joe?
What's going on now? How's everything?
Slow motion. Just waiting for the 25th, 26th.
Man, what do you say? You kind of low on the phone. Who is that?
That's Weeby.
It's the king of the DMV.
Oh, why don't you talk
that's
up? Weeby,
that's
Weeby.
Hey,
Weeby, I know you ain't back drinking.
Hey, Weeby, I got a message for you. I was talking to Brian this morning. I said, did you see the post that Weeby put up, Brian? And he just fell out laughing. He was laughing so hard he was crying.
Yeah, that's good.
What'd he put up? He said, Brian, I'm running Jeff Sarah to take notes because you next. Or something like that.
Oh,
told him he was next. I said, uh-oh. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday. But he told Brian Epps that he's next. I said, man, Weeby.
Oh, man. Okay. Do your thing, Weeb. I ain't mad at you. I'm mad at you. Weeby, how many races you got?
Three.
Three?
Well,
I know
two,
you got
two. Two and a possible Jeff and the 757 Regal. Then I'm trying to get Jermaine and what is it? C Murder.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they said they're not coming to Norfolk. They already told me they're not coming.
Oh, I'll find somebody else.
Another date, but they say they're not, they can't make this one.
Okay. I don't know why Dexter didn't come on. He told me all this junk. Nah, he's scared. I guess he didn't know. He thought Tricky Ricky was bluffing.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Rick trying to wiggle out of it? He said Rick trying to wiggle out the race. I don't understand how he. And Rick said he ain't talked to him, so how is he trying to wiggle out?
He said because he's been quiet. Most time he'd be talking junk. He said he's been quiet.
Oh. Okay, so if a man is quiet, he's trying to wiggle out of it. I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. And that works in my favor, Roy, so let him think what he want to think.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, you got to let me open up. Oh, shoot. 910-1058, your mic is open.
Yeah, who's worried about what I say? Who's that guy talking about?
Uh-oh.
Well,
Dexter, we're trying to figure out, you said Rick trying to wiggle out of it. We're just trying to figure that out.
I'll just try to make sure he's serious. There, he's been too quiet lately. He's been too quiet. So I had to rattle the cage. He backed up. I was in.
Oh, okay. Well, he is on here. He's doing something, but he is.
Yeah, you on here too.
Well, we tried you with 69, and I ain't gonna tell everybody that you wiggled. You cried and cried and wanted to get out of that one, so I ain't gonna even bring that up.
I didn't cry. I would pay that punk out.
Rick, you got the flu. You got the flu, Rick. I'm back mute, man. I know you want to say something.
I'm just listening. He ain't said nothing out of line yet, so I'm just listening.
Okay. When he get out of line, that's when you gonna step in. Okay. I understand. Good report. Okay. Dexter, talk nice.
Hey. Hey, man, I ain't got
Dexter
nothing.
Sound like
he's
a little worried, for real.
I done told my man we're gonna break bread after I gap him anyhow. I mean, one car, two cars, I don't know how many it's gonna be, but we're gonna be good.
You say you're gonna gap the man, but you don't know how many cars you're gonna be good.
Great, so much. That's either way, it's one or two, whether it's one car, two cars, we still break bread after, but it's all good.
Okay. You know Ricky done teamed up with Giganto over there, so.
Damn, Joe.
Hey, Joe, why you talking about shit like that?
I was just telling you.
I can't pour Giganto on me right now. Hey, what's up, baby? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
What are you doing then?
He's up with. Oh, hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. I see a couple more. I'm sorry, you guys. 631-3031. Your mic is open.
Good morning, Joe. I mean, getting happy birthday. Happy birthday, old fart.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Likewise. I just want to let everybody know we be having a little table set up. We'd be selling bracelets for $10 to $25. And on the spectator side.
What are you going to have?
Something that. Hold on. Baby, what's the name? Baby, the marmalade bracelets for the ladies and the guys with their names on, the kids' names, whatever they want. She'll be making them right there on site.
Okay.
I've been posting them, you know, on my Facebook, you know, on on her website. She have an inbox. Anybody like to take orders, you know, put orders here, take orders, and she'll make them throughout the day. And by the end of the week, I'll be mailing them out.
Okay. And what do you say, they bracelets?
Yes. Go on to Dietra Marie Benjamin's web Facebook page, and she have a lineup of a lineup of selections on a face page, and also I have them also on mine as well, Clifford Benjamin.
Okay.
And they beautiful, bracelets, you know, that I started with her own little business, and that's what she does at home.
Okay, sounds good. All righty. Okay, hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up this other mic. I just seen they popping up before I leave. 201-3516, your mic is open.
Good evening, and happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just called up, make sure I was in there before 8:30.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm quite sure somebody's going to want to do something. Make sure they'll get out of line.
I'm listening.
Okay, all right. I'm opening up the next mic.
Tricky Ricky, go ahead and open up your mic.
Okay, 443-7156, your mic is open.
Get busy, y'all. Hold on, I'm in the store.
That was James that called you.
Okay.
What's up, Joe?
All right, give me a minute, I'm in the store. Give me a minute.
All right, doing good, brother.
I mean, shit, James. I'm sorry, James. You said give him a minute. Fred, what's up, Fred?
I see you had the car cover.
Huh?
I see you had the car cover.
Yeah, I just got it polished up, Joe. So I had to cover it back up.
Okay.
That's the look away.
Who said it's a look away?
Butchie Woods.
Butchie
Woods, sir.
Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. Butchie. Oh, wow.
Hey, Mr. Butchie, who are you talking to, brother?
Huh?
Who are you talking to, my brother?
I said what I said. You said, he said the car was under the cover. I said that was a look away. You said you had it polished up and you had to put it back under the cover. That's all I said.
Okay.
I said it was a look away.
Do you want to lock it in so you can get a full view of it?
Nope.
Okay.
Not me.
My man.
I just said what I said. That's all. Don't take it personal.
No, it's not personal.
Put
your feelings in. This is graduation.
And listen to the talk show. Worst talk show.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Put the phone on low.
No.
On what? No. And so you can listen to the talk show. Let me talk about it, okay? Listen to the talk show.
Hey, Albert, what's been going on, Albert? What I miss, Albert?
No.
Oh! Man, we just gotta clarify a few things, and you know, we try to get some races locked in. Hey, wait a minute, whoever that's talking,
you
need
to listen to this talk.
That sound like James.
That is.
Okay, but we try to get some races that's on the book. Try to get them locked in, but we have a little technical difficulties. I'm gonna put it like that. Just. Technical difficulties, so.
We had a race on the book.
Yeah, I wish we can get that Zeus and Mark race, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Why not?
Just like I said, just technical difficulties. They, you know, can't agree right now. So, but we still got time.
Is my good brother
Hold on. Don't lie. It ain't no technical. He don't want to do nothing. There ain't no technical difficulties. What you talking about?
I was just saying, Zeus, lock his ass in. Lock his weak ass in.
Yeah, he can pick any time he want. I just gave him a break and everything. He didn't take that.
Yeah, see? So what's the problem, Albert?
Ain't never no technical difficulty. I want to
lock it. That's what I said. They can't agree, so that's why I said technical or difficult.
So is Zeus ready to go? Does that mean Mark not ready to go?
Say what now, Fred?
Is that what that means? If Zeus is on here saying he's ready to go, am I understanding right that Mark's not ready to go then?
Not if he
well,
said
Mark
no.
Talk to him on the talk show. Talk to him on the radio.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear you, Albert. My apologies.
Yeah, no, no. Somebody on here talking about they on the radio show. Go on mute, whoever that is.
Hey, hey, bro, you don't want to go out there and get that perv wrapped off. He ain't coming nowhere, man, with that car. It's a waste of time. He's a bluffing McMuffin.
Oh, shit.
Did I get it?
Yeah, I think you
Yeah, Joe.
I think you got it, Joe.
Okay. That was your mic, Cliff. But Zeus also, they gave out a coupon to James. He got that lifetime. Ends up all day long against Bucky.
Yeah, that's
what I told you, man.
What
coupon are you giving, Zeus?
I gave him a coupon. He got a head up pass for life.
Okay.
Now, where does that coupon start? So you gotta tell them what the date is on that when that coupon starts.
When he sell the car.
Yes. Dang.
That's it. No, I'm talking about when it starts. Does it start next week? This week? When does the coupon start?
It started yesterday. Y'all was ready to say it started yesterday. Forever.
Okay.
Mm. And he got it. And listen, he can use it twice on Sundays.
Damn. If he comes tap your shoulder and you don't let him have a coupon, what happens?
Shit. Before he even tap my shoulder, I'm going to turn around and say, you got it.
Hey.
Hey, Albert.
I think James Hennade ain't all the way up right now.
I don't know if it's me or not, but it seems like a certain race region be doing a lot of bluffing back on Munich ago.
Well, who you believe is bluffing, Fred, in your opinion?
I don't know, man. We do a lot of races in the DMV. But, I'm just an observer.
Put some names on it, Fred. Put some names on it.
North. The North. A whole lot of bluffing.
New York and New
no
Jersey
locking.
To be exact.
A whole lot of bluffing, no locking. A whole lot of talking on talk shows.
All up in the videos. All up in the shows.
Oh. I got to say a name on it. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Mark, ain't you and you and James partner?
Yo.
What's the name of your crew?
The No Locking Crew.
You ain't
I
never lied,
you,
G-
I,
you ain't I never lied.
You, don't talk to
the
help.
No Lock Gang.
Connect.
Listen, I'm
say that again. Say that again, Mark.
I couldn't hear.
Hold on.
He broke up.
Hey, Mark, say that again.
He said, I know he said something about me being a help, but I'm here to help lock get you locked in, but you scared.
I don't talk to the help,
maybe,
so
maybe,
take your fetch to have a snack. What you want? Honey bun? Oatmeal cream pie?
Now I want some money. Fuck all that.
He told that man to sit down and have a snack. God damn.
Get
some bread.
Hey, Mark, you nasty.
Yeah, he
nasty.
Hey, he can crack jokes all day, but can't lock a fucking dime.
Hey,
thing
boy,
he locked his house door when he go in the house.
James called you, Rick. Hey, shit. Yeah, James, there go Rick. He out the store now.
Hey, Mark, you scared
James.
Of me?
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Don't you owe Mark on that
race? Nah, I don't owe Mark shit.
know you lost that bet.
I ain't lose a motherfucking thing.
How you ain't
lose
that bet? How you ain't lose that bet?
You paid the $100. You paid the $100, right? Because you can't go, right?
Right. It didn't have nothing to do with me going or not.
It did have something to do with you going.
No, it didn't. The race, the bet was.
Hey, listen. Hold up,
The race, if the race didn't happen, if the race didn't happen, you owed him $100.
And you thinking about what the fuck you trying to say while you talk? Why the fuck would
I
bet that the race
don't
happen?
Hold on. You text the
man.
Yeah,
fuck all that.
Because when y'all called that, when you called that, wait a minute. When you called that race off the first time. Wait a minute. When you called that race off the first time. Did you not send that man? Did you not
call that fucking race off? You were talking to CJ,
dumbass.
I ain't never called no shit.
You's the dumbass. CJ called it off for you. CJ called it off for you, right? CJ called it off for you. And you agree.
Rick ain't never called off nothing.
Listen, all right, then the bet was still on.
Ain't no motherfucker. Listen, man, you keep talking about what the fuck CJ telling y'all. You ain't talking to me. Y'all talking to CJ. So until I say something, it don't mean shit.
Right.
So why the fuck would I take
$100
for the race?
Hold on.
Come on, man. Now you want to keep talking.
The race still on. Was the race still on?
Man, fuck you, Mark.
Wait a minute, Steve. Was the race still on?
Y'all had fun with that.
Wait a minute, I'm asking you a question.
James,
you
really about to piss me off, man. Get the fuck on,
all right? I don't give a fuck
you
who pissed me off. I don't
give a
fuck who pissed it off.
Good.
All right. I'm questioning your integrity. You owe the man $100.
You ain't questioning shit, nigga. How the fuck you questioning something of mine? Because you talk to another nigga? Then
okay.
You talk about some fucking funky ass $100
all right,
on a motherfucking
all right,
race, bet.
You know what? Hey, Slick Rick.
Come on, man. Get the fuck on, man.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hey,
you ain't got to me, man, with that old bullshit.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What happened to the simple let's lock in and race?
Sorry, ass nigga.
All these postponing lock-in dates and no call, no show.
All of that other bullshit. Then when I show up to the track, when I show up to the track, give me that everything in drag race and see the fuck I won't go out there.
And you still begging like old bitch.
No. You offered that race.
Yeah, yeah.
You was an old bitch. Your old bitch ass offered that race.
Did you take it? Did you show
Rick,
up?
Rick, you suck him up like a back.
Listen, Rick. I broke. I wasn't going to put that money up. But I showed up to that track. Give it to me.
Hey, hold up, because I'm going to put your ass on front.
You were never going
to
race nowhere.
You talk about you went to test and you broke. In the same
yes, I did. I did break.
In the same sense you turned around and said, you ain't had time to go test. Only fucking thing that happened.
I didn't have time to go test.
Come on, man, get the fuck on, man. You can't get on the fucking MSC box and go to race.
First of all,
I don't believe you.
First of all,
I broke,
and I couldn't go back before. I put that rest of that money up. Is what I said. I know you wasn't.
You ain't no real grudge racer then. You ain't no real grudge racer.
Hey, no, I ain't no real fool.
I'm not a real fool, boo.
What you want is somebody
you
to
are
be a fool.
Obviously, if you couldn't go back and fuck,
when I show up to the track, give me that race.
I tell you what, James. Shut the fuck up, listen. I'll run your ass off the trailer and still give you that same motherfucking race.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. And I'm still
with
that movie.
Oh, fucking Will P. Lock that shit in.
When we get to the track, I'll lock it in.
Yeah, you still stutter.
Oh,
yeah,
but.
Get to the track, I'll lock it in. I'm going to see how serious you is.
Hey, Roy, I'm going back. Yeah, on going out. This nigga
somebody go over there and check James' temperature. He don't sound right.
Okay.
Them sound scared to me.
Well, they
I ain't afraid. Fred or Santa Claus or whoever the fuck that was.
They got all kinds of reasons for you saying that, boy, if you come there, Zeus gonna bail on you. Now Rick says you jump out there, he gonna go off the trailer on you, man. Ooh.
Okay.
So, they on his ass, Joe. They on his ass, Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
They sick of
Martin and James,
hey, Joe,
the two unalive
Joe,
crew.
Joe, I bet I get them off my ass.
No,
yeah, okay.
Well,
oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I see the mic down here. Oh. 347-5810. Your mic is open.
Happy birthday, Joe. I'm just listening.
Thank you.
Something real quick.
Oh,
I'll be calling a bit.
Happy
okay,
birthday, Joe.
Is your birthday?
Yeah.
Sammy, you got a cigarette in your hand.
Hey, this Coke.
Hey, Roy.
This is Coke.
Roy. He can hear you.
Hey,
Ron,
I'm picking up your case.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
It's a little warmer here than it is up there where you at, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm out of the motherfucking store. I done rode all the fuck away home with no goddamn heat on. Cold as a motherfucker. I'm hot as shit. This nigga got me mad now. Talking that bullshit, man.
Talking that dumb shit.
I
still
won't
fucking lock in.
You'll see.
I can't see if you ain't put up no motherfucking money. Roy, you on here, send that deposit.
He ain't got
you
it.
You want me to see? Send that money.
He ain't got
y'all
it.
Y'all should have got y'all tax money back by now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's
somebody
my wife. No, my wife hit me up. I got to
leave.
I'm
going
to open. Anybody else want their mics open? I'm going to open them up now for you guys before I leave.
You're the only one on here in high school, motherfucker. Take your
ass. I'm a grown-ass man. Boy, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, okay.
Just because I still got on my head don't mean I'm that young.
Grown-ass man, you fucking
19, 20 years
old.
Hold on. You 30 years old and fucking bald in the middle. Shut up.
I understand. I wish I was 30.
Yeah. You probably that's probably when you was in your prime, when you was 30, back when you was really racing. Because right now,
show me how
you ain't
done
doing
then.
A goddamn thing.
You showing me how it's done, right?
Goddamn thing. Huh?
Hey, man, this lets dudes make you help you pull the car on and off the trailer, man. Make you feel like you're doing
something. I'm definitely doing something.
You ain't doing shit.
Something you can't do. Go to the track and race.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna open up one more mic, you guys, before I go. 973-4170. Your mic is open.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what I do, Mark.
No,
whenever
I don't.
You
listen,
lock us
no,
in,
no. Go.
Listen, whenever
go
you
back,
lock us
go.
In and run us, I give you an extra $40 so you can get a haircut, man. Because that shit is bad.
Okay. Uh-huh. Keep your tech money for your Lunchable.
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't even Lunchable. I'm a grown-ass man. I can't do that with
now
that
go,
shit.
Go on your school clothes and get ready for the school tomorrow. You got a test at home room.
Yeah. It's the test to see why Mark won't lock in.
Because the help talking.
I tell you what I do, Mark. I get in the car and lock you in. What you want to do? And north versus
nothing.
South.
I don't talk to the help.
I just say I get in the car and drive. What you want to do?
Do the help.
What does that got to do with anything? I'll drive. I'll be the driver for that day and the helper.
You the help.
Okay, then. Well, I hope you get the fella off here, then, because you ain't doing nothing.
Uh-huh.
What do you get on here for? Because you ain't locking shit in. What do you get on here to listen?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, maybe you should try to be like the help and listen. Because you ain't doing shit.
You the one talking for Zeus. So how the fuck are you listening?
I'm talking for myself now. I told you I locked you in for no first time. What you want to do?
Nothing.
All right, then.
Uh-huh.
Them boys...
Where you from, New Jersey or New York? Wherever you from, you scared. You need to buy your dog. Ain't nobody locking in tonight? Crickets.
Yeah. You calling me, Juan?
No, I said it's crickets in here. Anybody locking in?
Oh, my fault, my fault. Hold on, let me get you.
Well, if anybody got nothing else to say, y'all.
Hey, Fat Albert.
So the, hey, Dave, the question is,
yo.
Right?
Hey, did you call you
all that, Fat Albert? Fat Albert.
Yo,
so
go ahead, Mark.
What are you going to do with all this shit on the other side and all this shit?
Say that again,
report.
Mark.
What's the big deal?
I said, Fat Albert, you call your niece.
Man, it's too much noise in the background. I can't hear what Mark's saying.
When it hits, what's going to be, what type are you going to take?
Okay, there, everything quiet. What are you saying now, Mark?
I said, fuck is this? Right?
Your phone breaking up bad, dog. Your phone breaking up
Mark
bad.
It's
you going in every other word, Mark. Antoine, what were you saying, Antoine?
No, 7-3. Your mic is open.
I said, did you call your niece? Since you said she was blowing
my
your
niece,
phone
who's
up. Jeremiah.
Oh yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him.
You get the number?
Hey, Joe, ain't nobody saying. Yeah, I talked to him.
Yeah, I know. I went to go. I just saw a couple of mics. I said, let me just open them up before I leave. 804-6730. Your mic is open also.
What the hell did I just do?
Joe?
Hey, Joe, what they doing for you tonight, man? Where you going tonight?
Seafood. I'm not sure where we go, but they're supposed to have the seafood thing.
Yeah, I know what that means. I know what that means with what you just said.
No, not the casino. No. I ain't going there. No casino tonight.
You sure, Joe?
Nah, it's snowing like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's snowing like crazy. We ain't trying to go there. Had enough, but...
I'm surprised you ain't at work tonight.
They had me going. I said, I ain't coming in now. So she already made the plan, so I said, I'll go later on tonight when I get home late or early in the morning.
How many races y'all have total? Y'all think y'all got total for North versus South?
Huh?
How many races do you think total you got from North versus South?
I'm going to say probably 45, 46, I would say. I've got to find that mic. I got to close that mic and battle our background there. Somebody got a kid in the back. But
that's me, my fault.
Yeah, I would say
that's
at least
loaded.
About 46. Well, you know, there's a lot of people from down in North Carolina also that got races locked in that I didn't know about. And so they've been hit. I know what that mic, whose mic that is with all that background. Oh, yeah, let me try to get that mic for y'all. I don't know who that one is.
That sounds like Zeus.
Huh?
That sounds like you.
I think I'm trying to find that mic. Hold on, let me see if I can get it. You know, Zeus. Hold on, man.
That ain't me.
Oh, that ain't Zeus. I don't know who that is. Oh, man. That is Fat Albert, ain't it? Fat Albert.
Yeah, it can't be me.
No?
Banana pepper. It ain't me, Joe.
Oh, I got it. It was a 434 number. That's who the number that was.
Oh,
huh? All right, so Fat Albert, I'm getting ready to go. Guys, thanks again for all the birthday wishes. You want me to leave it on Fat Albert for you or what?
A little bit more. No, go ahead and cut it off, Joe. Ain't nobody saying nothing. They're good.
Nobody cut it, say anything?
Hey, Joe, yeah. I wish I could make your birthday a little better, man, by locking in Mark Jackson, but I couldn't, man. But happy birthday anyway.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, well, I appreciate everything, and everybody stay safe, and I'll be talking to you next week. If not, next week we will see each other down in North First and South Houston. All right, good night. God bless. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe.